Coffee Break Italian Season 1, Episode 36. Buongiorno a tutti, benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark e sono molto contento di essere qua. I'm very pleased to be back here with another lesson of Coffee Break Italian for you. And in this lesson, we are going shopping. Yes, indeed, we recorded some conversations in Orta when we were there a few weeks back. And we have got two conversations for you today, and we think you'll enjoy them. Allora, iniziamo! Now, I'm on my own for this lesson, but we do have a recording that we made in the hotel in the evening after our day of shopping and other activities. So we'll let you hear that at the end of this lesson. We've got two conversations. Abbiamo due conversazioni oggi per voi. The first conversation is when I went shopping for some cartoline. Do you remember what cartoline are? They are postcards. And also for some francobolli, some stamps. So that's the first conversation. And then we recorded a second conversation about shopping when Katie and Francesca were shopping for clothes. So we listened to both conversations in this lesson, and I'll help you understand everything. Let's begin with my conversation with a man in a shop about buying postcards. As usual, we listen to the whole conversation, then we'll split it up in order to go through all of the language covered in this dialogue.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Avete cartoline di Orta?
Sì, sono là accanto ai giornali, le vede?
Sì, grazie.
Grazie, ha bisogno altro?
Sì, ho bisogno di tre francobolli. Uno per il Regno Unito, uno per il Canada e un altro per la Spagna.
Ecco i francobolli.
È tutto.
D'accordo, sono 6,45 €.
Ecco.
Grazie, buona giornata.
Okay, so that was quite a quick conversation. We'll listen again and see if you can understand the full conversation. There are a couple of things that I'd like you to look out for. First of all, I'd like you to see if you can identify which countries I want to buy stamps for. So that's your first question. And the second question is, how much did my postcards and my stamps come to? Okay, what was the total price? Quite expensive postcards and stamps, I have to say. But anyway, let's listen again.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Avete cartoline di Orta?
Sì, sono là accanto ai giornali, le vede?
Sì, grazie.
Grazie, ha bisogno altro?
Sì, ho bisogno di tre francobolli. Uno per il Regno Unito, uno per il Canada e un altro per la Spagna.
Ecco i francobolli.
È tutto.
D'accordo, sono 6,45 €.
Ecco.
Grazie, buona giornata.
Okay, so did you pick up the total cost and indeed where I wanted the stamps for? Well, I was looking for stamps for il Regno Unito, the United Kingdom, il Canada, Canada, and la Spagna, Spain. And the total cost was 6,45 €. 6,45 €, so 6,45 €. Let's listen again to the first part of this conversation. I ask, do you have postcards? Avete cartoline? And the man tells me that they are over there beside the newspapers.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Avete cartoline di Orta?
Sì, sono là accanto ai giornali. Le vede?
Sì, grazie.
He says, sono là accanto ai giornali, beside the newspapers. And then he asks me, do you see them? He's using the verb vedere, to see, and he asks, le vede. Now, what does the le refer to there? It's them. And it's them for a plural feminine thing, i.e. the cartoline. Le cartoline. So to say, do you see them? You say, them do you see? Le vede. Le vede, do you see them?
Sono là accanto ai giornali, le vede?
Sì, grazie.
So I go off to choose my postcards, and when I come back, the man asks me, ha bisogno altro?
Grazie, ha bisogno altro?
Now, we've spoken to Francesca about this, and she thinks that it may well be a regional thing. It's supposed to be ha bisogno di altro, Do you have need of something else? Ha bisogno d'altro. But the man said, ha bisogno altro. Now, it may well be that he made a mistake because he was being recorded and perhaps he was a little nervous. But not to worry. Ha bisogno di altro. Do you have anything else of need? Ha bisogno di altro.
Grazie. Ha bisogno altro?
Sì, ho bisogno di 3 francobolli. Uno per il Regno Unito, uno per il Canada e un altro per la Spagna.
Ecco i francobolli.
Okay, so I asked for 3 stamps. Uno per il Regno Unito, one for the United Kingdom. Uno per il Canada, one for Canada. E uno per la Spagna, and one for Spain. And the man gave me my stamps.
È tutto.
D'accordo, sono 6,45 €.
And he added up everything and gave me the price, 6,45 €, €6.45.
Ecco.
Grazie, buona giornata.
Okay, let's listen to this entire conversation one more time.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Avete cartoline di orta?
Sì, sono là accanto ai giornali. Le vede?
Sì, grazie.
Grazie, ha bisogno altro?
Sì, ho bisogno di 3 francobolli. Uno per il Regno Unito, uno per il Canada e un altro per la Spagna.
Ecco i francobolli.
È tutto.
D'accordo, sono 6,45 €.
Ecco.
Grazie, buona giornata.
So hopefully you've understood this entire conversation now. Now, as I explained earlier, Francesca and Katie were also doing some shopping, and I was there with my trusty microphone. So let's have a listen to their conversation now.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Desidera? Cercate qualcosa in particolare?
Stiamo solo guardando.
Va bene, se avete bisogno, chiamatemi.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Per favore, scusi, la mia amica vorrebbe provare la camicetta rossa che è in vetrina.
Certo, che taglia?
Porto una S o una M, dipende dal modello.
Un momento, arrivo subito. Allora, come va?
È un po' grande. C'è una taglia più piccola?
Vediamo, mi dispiace, la S non c'è.
Guarda, questa camicetta bianca, ti piace? Ah sì, che carina, c'è la S?
Sì.
Quanto costa?
È scontata, sono 20 euro.
Molto bene, la prendo.
Venga pure alla cassa.
Posso pagare con carta di credito?
Certo. Allora sono 20 euro. Vuole una busta?
Ah, sì, grazie.
Perfetto.
Grazie.
Grazie a voi.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Now, this shopkeeper did us a huge favor by speaking nice and clearly. In fact, we recorded it a first time and she spoke so quickly, it was just too fast to use. So we asked if she wouldn't mind recording our dialogue again so that Katie could buy her T-shirt. Okay, let's listen again to the dialogue. We'll split it up. And there are quite a few phrases and words in this dialogue that are new. So let's think about them as we go through. The first part, the lady says, cercate qualcosa in particolare. Are you looking for something in particular? And Katie used an expression that we've covered in our shopping episode before. Stiamo solo guardando. You could say, sto solo guardando. I am just looking. But of course, because she is with Francesca, she said, stiamo solo guardando. Let's listen to the first section again.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Desidera? Cercate qualcosa in particolare?
Stiamo solo guardando.
Va bene, se avete bisogno, chiamatemi.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Now there's that bisogno again. Avere bisogno means to need. Okay, so when she says, se avete bisogno, if you need to, chiamatemi, call me. We've heard chiamare from mi chiamo, I am called, I call myself. So she's saying to Katie and Francesca, chiamatemi, call me. If you need to, just call me. Now, Francesca comes back with a question for this lady, and she mentions a word in vetrina. Vetrina is the shop window. Now, in the shop window, there is a particular camicetta rossa, and Katie would like to try it, or rather try it on. In English, we try something on, but in Italian, you can just try something, provare. So Francesca says, la mia amica vorrebbe provare la camicetta rossa che è in vetrina. So my friend would like to try. Now, vorrebbe is a new word. You know the word vorrei, I would like. And when you're talking about someone else, you can use vorrebbe, he or she would like. La mia amica vorrebbe provare la camicetta rossa, the red blouse or the red top, che è in vetrina, which is in the window, in vetrina.
Per favore, scusi, la mia amica vorrebbe provare la camicetta rossa che è in vetrina.
Certo, che taglia?
So the lady says, certo, of course, che taglia, what size? Listen to how Katie answers this question.
Porto una S o una M, dipende dal modello.
She uses the word porto, I wear, portare, to wear, porto, una S o una M, I wear an S or an M, a small or a medium, dipende dal modello, it depends on the model, the type.
Un momento, arrivo subito.
So the lady goes off to find one, Katie tries on the top and we return to the conversation.
Allora, come va?
È un po' grande, c'è una taglia più piccola.
Can you work out what the problem is? Have a listen again.
Allora, come va?
È un po' grande. C'è una taglia più piccola?
So Katie says, è un po' grande. It's a little big. And Francesca asks, c'è una taglia più piccola? Piccola, the word for small. So più piccola, more small. Is there a size more small? Is there a smaller size? But it turns out there is not.
Vediamo. Mi dispiace. La S non c'è.
So the lady says, la S non c'è. The small, there isn't, literally. Non c'è. Non c'è la S. There isn't the small size. Francesca comes up with an alternative. Which color is this alternative?
Guarda, questa camicetta bianca, ti piace?
Ah sì, che carina. C'è la S.
Sì.
So this time, Francesca's suggesting a white blouse. Guarda questa camicetta bianca. Literally, look at this white blouse. Ti piace? Do you like it? Katie thinks it's lovely. Che carina. She asks if they have it in her size.
Guarda, questa camicetta bianca. Ti piace?
Ah sì, che carina. C'è la S?
Sì.
Okay, so it seems that there is an S, a small size. And so Katie's next question will be, how much is it? How would she say that? She'll say, quanto costa? And there's good news. That's a word you want to hear when you're doing some shopping. È scontata or scontato. It means it's discounted. È scontata, because we're talking about una camicetta. And if it were something else, a masculine thing, then it would be scontato. Il maglione è scontato. The pullover, the sweater, is discounted. And did you get the price?
Quanto costa?
È scontata. Sono 20 euro.
So this blouse costs 20 euros. Sono 20 euro. She says sono because there's more than 1 euro there. We're not talking about 1 euro. We're talking about 20 euros. Katie decides to buy the blouse. She says la prendo. I take it, literally. La being la camicetta.
Molto bene. La prendo.
Venga pure alla cassa.
The lady invites her to come to the cash register, the area where she's going to pay. Venga pure alla cassa. Katie asks, can I pay with a credit card? Can you remember how to say that? Can I pay with a credit card?
Posso pagare con carta di credito?
Certo. Allora sono 20 euro. Vuole una busta?
I think this is a new word. Una busta. That would be a bag. It can also be an envelope. But I think Katie's more likely to put her blouse in a bag. So she says yes, and they complete the transaction and the conversation.
Ah, sì, grazie.
Perfetto.
Grazie.
Grazie a voi.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, it's time to listen through to our whole conversation one more time. And once again, I hope that you understand all of this now that we've gone through it in detail.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Desidera? Cercate qualcosa in particolare?
Stiamo solo guardando.
Va bene, se avete bisogno, chiamatemi.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Per favore, scusi, la mia amica vorrebbe provare la camicetta rossa che è in vetrina.
Certo, che taglia?
Porto una S o una M, dipende dal modello.
Un momento, arrivo subito. Allora, come va?
È un po' grande.
C'è una taglia più piccola?
Vediamo, mi dispiace, la S non c'è.
Guarda, questa camicetta bianca, ti piace?
Ah sì, che carina, c'è la S?
Sì.
Quanto costa?
È scontata, sono 20 euro.
Molto bene, la prendo.
Venga pure alla cassa.
Posso pagare con carta di credito?
Certo. Allora sono 20 euro. Vuole una busta?
Ah, sì, grazie.
Perfetto.
Grazie.
Grazie a voi.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
As I explained earlier, we recorded a conversation at the end of the day in the hotel, the three of us, and so here is this conversation now.
Whew, what a busy day we've had. Sono stanca.
Sei stanca? E anch'io sono stanco. Francesca, sei stanca anche tu?
Un pochino, sì, però dai, forza.
Sì.
Stanchissimi.
It has been a busy day. We've done lots of things. We started the day with breakfast, prima colazione in the hotel, and Katie, once again, you were put to the test.
I was, first thing in the morning, which was, I'm not sure if that was a great idea, but we got there, we got our breakfast, which was nice.
And then we met up with you, you had an interesting day planned for us.
Sì, abbiamo fatto tantissime cose insieme.
Cosa abbiamo fatto allora?
Allora, prima di tutto siamo andati a Stresa per avere un po' di informazioni all'ufficio turistico.
Certo, e anche per pranzare?
Ovviamente, è un dettaglio importante.
E poi
sì, siamo tornati a Orta e lì abbiamo comprato delle bellissime cartoline.
Delle bellissime cartoline.
Some beautiful postcards.
Have you written yours yet, Kitty?
No. My dad won't be impressed.
Shocking, shocking. Okay, and then what? Well, you two went off and did something.
Sì, abbiamo fatto un po' di shopping.
Un po', pochino.
I followed along with the microphone.
Sì, bravo, Mark.
So, Katie, are you enjoying your stay so far?
I am indeed. Unsurprisingly, it's been lovely so far. And the sun has even come out and said hello. C'è il sole.
C'è il sole, fa caldo.
Sì.
I think it was so warm today that I was in short sleeves. much to Francesca's disgust.
Oh yeah, shocking. I even texted your mum, la signora Gloria.
Yeah, Francesca was telling us this expression that tells you exactly when you're supposed to start wearing short sleeves. And we enjoyed it so much that we actually made a little video about it. And we will put that video on the Facebook page and you can enjoy watching that.
Katie, and how do you feel about your Italian?
Actually, I've found that it's been quite good to be under a little bit of pressure, oddly. So grazie a voi for pushing me to practice. And when you've been interviewing people, I've been eavesdropping a little bit. And I have to say, I'm surprised at how much I've been understanding.
Brava.
Perfetto. Well, that is where we're going to finish this conversation, because ultimately it's getting quite late. Francesca, you still have to make it all the way back up to the mountains. We will, of course, continue to record our conversations here in Italy, and we hope that you're continuing to enjoy them. Allora, Francesca, ci vediamo domani.
Va bene, a domani, ragazzi. Ciao.
And that is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Italian. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Next time, there will be another conversation, of course, from Italy, from Orta. And that's a conversation between me and the hotel receptionist. You can look forward to that. Stay tuned, because just after our final credits here, I've got some important information for you. So I'll be back in just a moment. I have indeed got some important information for you. And that's if you're listening to this episode when it was first published, which is the beginning of June 2016. We have just found out that we have been nominated, that Coffee Break Italian has been nominated for a podcast award. And we would love it if you were able to help us win this award. All you need to do is go to podcastawards.com and select Coffee Break Italian in the education category. Enter your name, your email address, and submit your vote. Now, that's not all you have to do, because when you submit your vote, you'll receive an email. It may go to your junk mail, so do look out for the email. And when you receive the email, there's a link in the email, and you just need to click that link in order to verify your vote. Once you verify your vote, that's it. That's all you need to do. The voting is open until the 12th of June 2016. And again, if you're listening to this later than this date, well, you'll probably know by then whether or not we were successful. Now, we really do appreciate your help with this. You can, in fact, vote every day if you choose to do so. And that's up until the 12th of June. The podcast awards are all about audience engagement. And we know that we have a fantastic audience of very engaged learners from all over the world. So if you are willing to vote, then head over to podcastawards.com and vote for Coffee Break Italian. Allora, questa volta è tutto per oggi. That's all for today. Grazie molte e arrivederci. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.